is winning?
I can't really tell. They don't seem to be playing by any civilized rules that I know.
Well, we're pretty far from civilization. How's your sister?
She's good.
No!
Better. She has her days. And she still won't talk about what it was that they did to her at the academy.
Perhaps she's not sure herself.
Open! No!
She dreams about it. I know that much.
Nightmares. And now on the run, on this ship, I don't know if I'll be able to help her here. And I need to help her.
Simon, you are. Leaving your whole world behind? Incredibly selfless.
Yeah. Selflessly turned us both into wanted fugitives.
Oh, we're all running from something, I suppose. Proximity alert. Must be coming up on something.
Oh, my God. What can it be? We're all doomed. Who's flying this thing? Oh, right, that would be me. Back to work.
Well, I guess it makes us one man short.
Yeah, little Kaylee's always one man short.
Hey, Doc, why don't you come on down? Play for our side. Nara won't mind.
Near enough.
What happened?
Put him up.
Anybody home?
Been hailing her, but whoever's there is as healthy as the guy we just ran over. Can't imagine anybody's gonna be picking up.
Bring us in a little closer.
Get you close enough to ring the doorbell.
What is it?
It's a ghost.
So, what do we figure? Transport ship?
Converted cargo hauler. Maybe a short-range scow.
You can see she don't want to be parked like that. The port thrust's gone, and that's what's making her spin the way she is.
A short-range vessel this far out into space?
Retrofitted to carry passengers.
Travelers pick them up cheap at government auction. A few modifications, and they serve well enough for a one-way push to the outer planets.
Settlers?
Cram 15, maybe 20 families on a boat that size. You pack them in tight enough.
Families?
Tell you what I think. I figure that fellow we run into did everyone on board. Killed them all. Then he decided to take a swim, see how fast his blood would boil out his ears.
You're a very up person.
Shouldn't we report this?
To who? Alliance? Right. They're going to run right out here, lickety-split, make sure these taxpayers are okay.
And we'll have to.
If there's folks on board in need of help, why ain't they beaming no distress call?
It's true. There's no beacon.
Which means it's likely no one's looking to find her.
All the more reason for us to do the right thing.
How's about you just say a prayer when we slide on by?
Shall I remind you of the story of the Good Samaritan?
I'd rather you didn't. But we'll check it out. Could be survivors. If not, well then, no one's going to mind if we take a look around, see if there's not something of value they might have left behind.
Yeah, no, someone could be hurt. Where do you think you're headed?
Thought I'd offer my services in case anyone on board required medical attention.
Well, Cap and Zoe are going in first. We'll holler if we need you. Something wrong?
Oh, no. No, I suppose it's just the thought of a little Mylar and glass being the only thing separating a person from nothing.
It's impressive what nothing can do to a man. Like that fellow we bumped into. He likely stuck up under our belly about now. That's what space trash does, you know, kind of latches on the first big something, stops long enough. Hey, now, that'd be a bit like you and your sister, wouldn't it?
On. Ship powered down on its own. No sign of a struggle. They're just
gone.
Sir. Personal log. Someone was in the middle of an entry.
Again?
I can't sleep. It's too much screaming.
Herman, there is no screaming.
Hey, grab your med kit. Let's hoof it. Mal wants us both over there on a double.
They found survivors?
Didn't say.
I'll ask Inar to look in on River.
Whatever. I ain't waiting.
I'll meet you over there, but don't take forever. Still gotta get suited up.
Hi.
What are you doing here, and what's with the suit?
You're hilarious. Sadist.
All right, enough. Ain't got time for games. As long as you're here, may as well lend a hand. You can run with Kaylee. Just be quick about this, people, all right? A few loads each, no need to be greedy.
Where are all the people?
Ship says lifeboat launched more than a week ago. We're going to assume everyone got off okay. Anyway, we're just here to pick the bones, so you two start in the engine room. Jane, you take the galley.
You, had this on wrong.
Sir, I count 16 families signed on. Lifeboat wouldn't hold a third of that.
I know. Wash, any luck?
Think I found something that pretty well matches that class. The layout looks about right. Seems to me, any valuables, if there are any, likely be stored somewhere...
C deck aft.
Good work. Keep the engine running, we shouldn't be long.
River? Tanara? Are you hungry, sweetie? River?
Aren't you the least bit curious?
About what?
Well, what happened here? I mean, why would anybody abandon their ship in the middle of nowhere like this?
For all sorts of reasons. Just not mechanical.
What?
There ain't nothing wrong with this. Not that I can see, anyhow. Whew. Well, that's a good one. Pull the bag open.
Locked.
Well, no. I'd say that's like to be a very good sign.
Seed, protein, crop supplements. Everything a grown family needs to make a fresh start on a new world.
Hard subsidies for 14 plus families. That's
about a fortune. Forget the rest, we just take this stuff. I need a hand hauling it out of here.
Sir, even on a lifeboat, you'd think those who escaped would find room for some of this.
Nobody escaped.
Sir?
Nobody.
My God.
Jin numb me. I know what did this. Get her out of here. Jane?
Jane, drop what you're doing and get to the engine room.
I want you to take Kaylee and the doctor off this boat.
Don't ask questions.
Oh, Jesus!
Captain? Captain! Zoe!
Came from above, sir.
The galley.
We heard shooting.
River, what are you...
I followed the voices.
No, don't ever leave the ship. Not ever.
You handle her, will you, son?
What the chinchada is going on in there?
Not now, dear.
Came at me from behind. Big though. Strong. I think I might have hit him.
You did.
No. No, no.
No. No one's gonna hurt you.
No. No mercy. No.
Any more than we already did.
No mercy.
No, we got lots of mercy. We got lots and lots of... Oh. Oh.
Oh, yes. He's a real beast. It's a wonder you're still alive.
Looked bigger when I couldn't see him.
I wonder how long he'd been living like that.
I don't know. But he must be real brave to survive like that when nobody else did.
Yeah, real hero killing all them people.
What? No, we don't believe that. We don't, do we?
Captain wouldn't have brought him on board with that the case.
Pulse is rapid. Blood pressure's high, side of normal, to be expected.
Weak. They were all weak.
Other than the bullet wound, there doesn't appear to be any exterior trauma. Well, that crack in the head you gave him probably didn't do him any good.
Cattle. Cattle for the slaughter.
Dope him.
I don't think that...
Just do it.
No mercy. No resistance. Open up. See what's inside.
So, how's our patient?
Aside from borderline malnutrition, he's in remarkably good health.
So he'll live then?
Which, to my mind, is unfortunate.
Not a very charitable attitude, Captain.
Charity, you'd be putting a bullet in his brain pan.
Mal.
We save him the suffering.
All right, no one goes in here.
Nothing more we can do for now, not after what he's seen.
What do you mean?
The ship was hit by Reavers.
Reavers?
So, Cal...
Mal, how can you know?
He don't. That's how. No way. It was that other fella, the one we run into. Like I said before. He went stir crazy, killed the rest, then took a walk in space.
Just a second ago, you said that we...
Don't matter what I said. One Reavers. Reavers don't leave no survivors.
Strictly speaking, wouldn't say they did.
What are you suggesting?
No matter, we took him off that boat, Shepard. It's a place he's gonna live from now on.
I don't accept that. Whatever horror he witnessed, whatever acts of barbarism, it was done by men. Nothing more.
Reavers ain't men.
Of course they are. Too long removed from civilization, perhaps. But men. And I believe there's a power greater than men. A power that heals.
Reavers might take issue with that philosophy. If he had a philosophy. And they weren't too busy gnawing on your insides. Jean's right. Reavers ain't men.
They forgot how to be. And they're just nothing. They got out to the edge of the galaxy, to that place of nothing, and that's what they became.
Why are we still sitting here? If it was Reavers, shouldn't we be gone?
Work ain't done. Still substantial money value sitting over there.
Oh, I ain't going over there with them bodies. No rutting way. Not if Reavers messed with them.
Jane, you'll scare the women.
I'll go. I've dealt with bodies. They don't worry me.
I'd like to go with him. Maybe see what I can do about putting those folks to rest.
Those folks are already resting pretty good, Shepard. Reavers saw to that.
How we treat our dead is part of what makes us different than those did the slaughtering.
All right. You go say your words. Jane, you'll help the doctor and Shepard Book cut down those people, then you'll load up the cargo.
I don't believe this. We're sitting put for a funeral?
Yes, Jane. That is exactly what we're going to do. I'm not going to have these people looking over my shoulder once we're gone. I ain't saying there's any peace to be had, but on the off chance there is, those folks deserve a little of it.
I think I've got you figured out.
That was real pretty, Captain, what you just said.
Didn't think you were one for rituals and such.
I'm not. But I figured it'll keep the others busy for a while. No reason to concern them with what's to be done.
Sir?
It's a real burden being right so often.
What is that?
Booby trap. Reavers sometimes leave them for the rescue ships. Triggered it when we latched on.
And when we detach?
It blows.
Okay, so we don't detach. We just, I don't know, sit tight until...
What, Reavers come back?
Looks like they've jerry-rigged it with a pressure catch. It's the only thing that'll work with all these spare parts. Could probably bypass that easy when we get to the DC line.
You tell me right now, little Kaylee, you really think you can do this?
Sure. Yeah. I think so. Besides, if I mess up, it's not like you'll be able to yell at me.
Right at this particular moment, I have to say, not a thing, right?
Not a goddamn thing.
Looked like a thing to me.
Thought we might have had a situation, but it looks to be taken care of. Let's get that merchandise put away. Everyone's home, Wash. Let's go.
No, don't you say that. It's the Reavers.
Gorham Reavers, come back.
Get that stuff stored.
Like it's gonna matter. Just do it. Reavers?
Firefly class transport, you are ordered to release control of your helm. Prepare to dock and be boarded.
Civilization finally got up with us.
Initiate molecular run.
No mandatory registration markings on the bow. Make sure we cite them for that.
Sir, we've identified the transport ship they were attached to. It was licensed to a group of families out of Bernadette. They're due to touch down in Newhall 3 weeks ago. Never made it.
Once we secure these vultures, we'll send a team over. Check it out.
Sir, didn't we have a flag and a firefly a while back?
Check.
Oh, here it is. An alert issued on an unidentified firefly class believed to be carrying two fugitives, a brother and sister.
What are they wanted for?
It's not available. It's classified.
40,000 of these old wrecks in the air, and that's all they give us. Well, I'm not about to have any surprises on a routine check.
We run into these two, we shoot first. Brass can sort it out later. So what was it?
Open the stash, pull out the goods.
What? Just got done putting it in.
Yeah, and now I'm telling you to take it all out again.
Why for?
I got no notion to argue this. In about 2 minutes' time, this boat's going to be crawling with Alliance.
No. We've got to run.
Can't run. They're pulling us in.
If they find us, they'll send River back to that place. To be tortured, I'd never see her again.
Stack everything right here, plain sight. Wouldn't want it to seem like we got anything to hide. Might give them Alliance boys the wrong impression.
Or the right one.
That too. Now go run, fetch your sister.
What? Why, are you going to put her in plain sight too?
Don't get touchy. Just do as I say.
Is that why you let us stay? So you could use us as bargaining chips?
Knew there was a reason.
They're not taking her, and you are not giving her to them.
Don't be a fool, son. Do as the man says.
Fuss. If I didn't know better, I'd think we were dangerous.
Is this your vessel?
It is. Bought and paid for. I'm Captain Malcolm Reynolds.
And is this everyone, Captain?
By way of crew, it is. Though in our infirmary, you're going to find a fellow we rescued off that derelict. Saved him, I guess you could say. Straight through the back, next to the common area.
And these items, I take it you rescued them as well. Looks to me like an illegal salvage operation.
It does. That's discouraging.
Yeah, Alliance property, too. You could lose your ship, Captain. But that is a wrist slap compared to the penalty for harboring fugitives. A brother and sister. When I search this vessel, I won't find them, will I?
No children on this boat.
I didn't say children. Siblings. Adult siblings.
I misunderstood.
No chance they could have stowed away? No one would blame you for that, Captain. I know how these older model fireflies tend to have those troublesome little nooks.
Do they?
Smugglers and the like tend to prefer them just for that reason. We will continue this conversation in a more official capacity. On every inch of this junker talk.
Junker?
Settle down, Jaylee.
But, Captain, did you hear what that purple belly called Serenity?
Shut up!
You are a companion.
Yes.
And you were based for years on Sinon. It's only in the last year that you've been shipping out with the crew of the Serenity.
It's just Serenity, and that's correct. In a few weeks, it will be a year. Why is this important?
I'm just trying to put the pieces together. It's a curiosity, a woman of stature such as yourself falling in with these types.
Not in the least. It's a mutually beneficial business arrangement. I rent the shuttle from Captain Reynolds, which allows me to expand my client base. And the captain finds that having a companion on board opens certain doors that might otherwise be closed to him.
And do you love him?
I don't see how that's relevant.
Well, he is your husband.
Yes.
You two met through Captain Reynolds.
Captain was looking for a pilot. I found a husband. Seemed to work out.
You fought with Captain Reynolds in the war?
Fought with a lot of people in the war.
And your husband?
Fought with him sometimes, too.
Is there any particular reason you don't wish to discuss your marriage?
Don't see that it's any of your business, is all. We're very private people.
The legs. Oh, yeah, I definitely have to say it was her legs. You can put that down. Her legs, and right where her legs meet her back. That, actually, that whole area. That and above it.
6 Gerstlers crammed right under every cooling drive so that you strain your primary artery function and you end up having to recycle secondary exhaust through a bypass system just so as you don't end up pumping it through the main atmo feed and asphyxiating the entire crew. Now that's junk.
Have you seen what she wears? Forget about it. Have you ever been with a warrior woman?
Pirates. Pirates with their own chaplain. There's an oddity.
Not the only oddity, this end of space, Commander. Way of things not always so plain as on the central planets. Rules can be a mite fuzzier.
These fugitives that we're looking for, the brother and the sister, they were last seen on Persephone.
That a fact?
They also left port aboard a Firefly-class transport. Just about the same time that you shipped out with Serenity.
Well, Persephone's a big place.
Yes. Yes, it is, and that Firefly isn't. And if anyone's hiding anywhere on it, we will find them.
So, I figure by now you've been over to the derelict. Seen for yourself?
Yes. Terrible thing.
You want my advice? You won't tow it back. Just fire the whole grime thing from space. Be done with it.
That ship is evidence. I'm not in the habit of destroying evidence.
Of course not. Be against the rules.
I'm gonna make a leap here and figure this is your first tour out here on the border.
It's a very loyal crew you have there. But then I can tell by your record you have a tendency to inspire that quality in people. Sergeant.
It's not Sergeant. Not anymore. War's over.
For some, the war will never be over. I notice your ship's called Serenity. You were stationed on Hera at the end of the war. Battle of Serenity Valley took place there, if I recall.
You know, I believe you might be right.
Independence suffered a pretty crushing defeat there. And some say that after Serenity, the Browncoats were through, that the war ended in that valley.
Hmm.
Seems odd you name your ship after a valley you're on the wrong side of.
May have been the losing side. Still not convinced it was the wrong one.
Is that why you attacked that transport?
What?
You're still fighting the same battle, Sergeant. Only those weren't soldiers you murdered. They were civilians, families, citizens loyal to the Alliance trying to make a new life for themselves, and you just can't stand that, can you?
So we attacked that ship, then brought the only living survivor to our infirmary. Is that what we did?
I'd ask him. Only I'm not sure he'll be able to speak with his tongue split down the middle.
Or the Jenna.
I haven't seen that kind of torture since... well, since the war.
I should have known.
You and your crew are bound by law. Formal charges will be transmitted to Central Authority.
Commander, I'm not what you need to be concerned about right now. Things go the way they are, there's going to be blood.
Reavers.
That is what I said.
You can't imagine how many times men in my position hear that excuse. Reavers did it.
It's the truth.
You saw them, did you?
Wouldn't be sitting here talking to you if I had.
No, of course not.
I'll tell you who did. That poor bastard you took off my ship. He looked right into the face of it, was made to stare.
It.
The darkness. Kind of darkness you can't even imagine. Blacker than the space it moves through.
Very poetic.
They made him watch. He probably tried to turn away. They wouldn't let him. You call him a survivor, he's not. A man comes up against that kind of will, the only way to deal with it, I suspect, is to become it. He's following the only course left to him. First he'll try to make himself look like one. Cut on himself, desecrate his flesh, and then he'll start acting like one.
Let's have two MPs up here to escort Sergeant Reynolds to the brig. Maybe. Captain's here. Once the coast is clear, we should lay low in the shuttle.
Coming back?
Yes. Yes, of course he is. They all are.
Your ship and its contents will be auctioned. The proceeds of the sale will be applied to the cost of your defense. Get him out of here.
Go to full lockdown.
I want guards on the nursery.
It won't matter.
You won't find him.
I know where he'll go.
Wait, Nora.
It's okay.
Wait. Nora.
They've gone. Come on.
Don't hide.
It's okay. Come on.
No. Don't.
River, you don't have to be afraid.
Why would he come back here?
Looking for familiar ground. He's on the hunt.
All right. Let's get him to the brig.
No. Well, I should go with you.
Is that a question?
How many more men you feel like losing today, Commander? Nobody knows Serenity like I do. I can help you.
We let him go first.
Right. You want to, Thanks. Now I'll really have the advantage.
We don't know how long it's going to be. You know, once we're settled, I don't think we should move around much. I'm just going to grab some food.
Yeah.
Someone's coming.
Yeah.
Save his Gorham life, he still takes the cargo. I'm done.
You had to. Couldn't let us profit. Wouldn't be civilized.